My Side of the Matter by Truman Capote. I know what is being said about me, and you can take my side or theirs, but that's your own business. It's my word against Eunice's and Olivia Ann's, and it should be plain enough to anyone with two good eyes which one of us has their wits about them. I just want the citizens of the USA to know the facts, that's all. The facts. On Sunday, August 12th, this year of our Lord, Eunice tried to kill me with her papa's Civil War sword, and Olivia Ann cut up all over the place with a 14-inch long knife. This is not even to mention lots of other things. It began 6 months ago when I married Marge. That was the first thing I did wrong, you see. We were married in Mobile after an acquaintance of only 4 days. We were both 16. She was visiting my cousin Georgia. Now that I've had plenty of time to think it over, I can't for the life of me figure out how I fell for the likes of her. She has no looks, no body, and no brains whatsoever. But Marge is a natural blonde, and maybe that's the answer. Well, we were married and going on 3 months when Marge ups and gets pregnant. The second thing I did wrong. Then she starts hollering that she's got to go home to Mama. Only she hasn't got no Mama, just these two aunts, Eunice and Olivia Ann. So, she makes me quit my perfectly swell position, clerking at the cash and carry, and move here to Admiral Mill, which is nothing but a damn gap in the road any way you care to consider it. The day Marge and I got off the train at the Allen Inn, it was raining cats and dogs, and do you think anyone came to meet us? I'd shelled out 41 cents for a telegram, too. Here my wife's pregnant, and we have to tramp 7 miles in a downpour. It was bad on Marge, as I couldn't carry hardly any of our stuff on account of the terrible trouble with my back. When I first caught sight of the house, I must say I was impressed. It's big and yellow and has real columns out in front and japonica trees, both red and white, lining the yard. Eunice and Olivia Ann had seen us coming and were waiting in the hall. I swear I wish you could get a look at these two. Honest, you'd die. Eunice is the big old fat thing with a behind that must weigh a tenth of a ton. She troops around the house, rain or shine, in this real old-fashioned nightie. Calls it a kimono. But it isn't anything in this world but a dirty flannel nightie. Furthermore, she chews tobacco and tries to pretend so ladylike, spitting on the sly. She keeps gabbing about what a fine education she had, which is her way of attempting to make me feel bad, although personally, it never bothers me so much as one whit, as I know for a fact she can't even read the funnies without she spills out every single solitary word. You've got to hand it to her. For one thing, she can add and subtract money so fast that there's no doubt what she could be up in Washington. Washington, D.C., working there where they make the stuff. Not that she hasn't got plenty of money. Naturally, she says she hasn't, but I know she has because one day, accidentally, I happened to find close to $1,000 hidden in a flower pot on the side of the porch.